And in another hadith narrated by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Al-Quran wa hablullahi al-mamdud min as-sama'i ila al-ard. This Quran is a rope of Allah which is stretching between the earth and the skies and heavens. And in another hadith, the wordings are tarafuhu bi'adikum wa tarafuhu bi'adillah. It is such a rope that one end of that rope is in your hands and the other end of the rope is in the hands of Allah. Tarafuhu bi'adikum wa tarafuhu bi'adillah. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاعْتَصَمُوا بِهِ فَسَيُدْخِلُهُمْ فِي رَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهُ. He will make them enter. He will admit them to His mercy. وَفَضْلٍ and His bounty. This rahmah is forgiveness. If they had some shortcomings, some bad deeds also, the rahmah will wipe it out. And the fazl is the bounties of Jannah. سَيُدْخِلُهُمْ فِي رَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهُ وَفَضْلٍ وَيَهْدِيهِمْ إِلَيْهِ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا. And he will guide them, lead them, إِلَيْهِ يَهْدِيهِمْ إِلَيْهِ, towards Allah. Note it. This is called suluk. What is suluk? What is tariqat? تَقَرُّبْ إِلَى اللَّهِ. You want to be nearer and nearer and nearer and closer and closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But to become closer and closer to Allah, you need a path. That is called suluk. That is called tariqat. That is called shariat. There is no difference between shariat. Share means path. Tariq means path. Only the two aspects of that path. The legal side, the external side is sharia. The inner side, the hidden side is tariqa. Sharia tells you how to pray. And tariqat will tell you what should you feel when you are praying. You are standing. You have folded your hands. You have bowed down in ruku, you are prostrating in sujood. This is sharia. But you know, your whole personality is bowing before Allah. You are really submitting. Do you really feel you are in the presence of Allah? Do you really have a direct conversation with Allah? That is the tariqah. So sharia and tariqah together. The only difference is the external, visible side, legal side, fiqhi side is sharia. The internal, the real essence, the real spirit of these things, that is dealt by tariqah. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاعْتَصَمُوا بِهِ فَسَيُدْخِلُهُمْ فِي رَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهُ فَضْلٍ وَيَهْدِيهِمْ إِلَيْهِ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا. He will guide them to a straight path leading towards Him. Now the surah has ended. Only one appendix. This ayah, you know, it is the appendix. Ayah number 176. A question about the law of inheritance. Just as we had some instructions in the first section of this surah about women, about orphans, orphan girls, but there were certain questions about doing justice between the wives if you have more than one wife. About those also there were questions. Those questions were later on explained. يَسْتَفْتُونَكَ فِي النِّسَاءِ قُلِ اللَّهُ يُفْتِيكُمْ فِيهِنْ. Now again there was the law of inheritance about kalala. Some instructions came. Now there was a question. يَسْتَفْتُونَكَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they want a proclamation and a pronouncement from you. They are wanting a fatwa from you. قُلِ اللَّهُ يُفْتِيكُمْ فِي الْكَلَالَ. Say to them, well, Allah is pronouncing and Allah is giving you the verdict about kalala. Allah wants to remove your doubts or misunderstandings about kalala. In imra'un halaka laysa lahu waladun wa lahu ukhtun. If somebody dies, he doesn't have any parent nor any son or daughter. He is called a kalala. Now if he has a wife, wife will get 1/4. To whom shall 3/4 go? Wife can get only 1/4. To whom will 3/4 go? To the brothers and sisters. They are called Zawil Arham. Zawil Farais. Zawil Farais are only three. Parents, father, mother, grouped together. And the progeny, sons and daughters. And wife and husband. They are Zawil Farais. Their portions in the inheritance are fixed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his book, in the second section of Surah An-Nisa, in very profound ayat, only two ayat, and it gives the full law of inheritance. Now, if something remains, or in this case, when there are no parents, they had already died, there are no children surviving, maybe they died before the death of this person, or he was issueless. Now, if there is a wife, she will get 1/4, 3/4 will go where? And if wife also doesn't exist, then who will inherit? The brothers and the sisters. Now, what will happen? These brothers and sisters will behave just as sons and daughters behaved in the law of inheritance. What is it? If there was one son, he would inherit the whole. If one daughter, she would inherit half. If two or more than two daughters, they will be equally divided between them, the 2/3. Such law was given in the beginning. And that is the same case for the real brothers and sisters. There in the second section, the commandment was given for akhlafi, step brothers and sisters. And I told you that in Arabic custom, when father is common, irrespective of whether the mother is also common or mothers are different, they are called real brothers. They are equal in status, no difference. Although there are two terms, aini. Aini are those where father and mother are both common. Allati. Allati are those brothers and sisters who have a common father but different mothers. The third is akhlafi. Mother is common, fathers are different. Akhlafi. So if they are akhlafi sisters or brothers, the law is given in the very beginning in the second section of Surah An-Nisa. But people were bewildered. What about the real ones? So this real one is given here. وَلَهُ أُخْتٌ فَلَهَا نِصْفُ مَا تَرَكْ. Just as a single daughter could have inherited only half, so if a single sister is there, real, Aini or Allati, she will inherit only half. وَهُوَ يَرِسُهَا إِلَّمْ يَكُلْ لَهَا وَلَدْ. And if a woman dies without any progeny and parents, and she has a brother, brother will inherit full whole of it. Just as the son, if he was alone, the only son, he would have inherited the whole of it. So if there is only one brother, he will have the total inheritance. If sister, then half. فَإِنْ كَانَتَ اثْنَتَيْنِ فَلَهُمَا الثُّلُثَانِ. If they are only sisters and they are two or more than two, then you know they will have 2/3. مِمَّا تَرَكْ, or whatever he has left. وَإِنْ كَانُوا إِخْوَةً رِجَالًا وَنِسَانِ. And if there are brothers and sisters, both, فَلِلذَّكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنثَيَيْنِ. The same wordings with which that law started. يُوصِيكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي أَوْلَادِهِ لِلذَّكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنثَيَيْنِ. So if there are brothers and sisters, now the whole thing will be divided according to that rule, that for each male will be the portion equal to two females. يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ أَن تَضِلُّوا. Allah is making it, explaining it clearly to you, lest you should go astray. Although you could deduce it from there also. Allah had not gone into detail because you could use your own intellect to understand it. But because you couldn't understand it, and maybe that you might commit a mistake, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it clear that that order or commandment or instruction was for akhlafi brothers and sisters. For ainis, for allatis, where a father is common, the same law will apply as is the law about the sons and daughters. يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ أَن تَدِلُّوا وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. And verily, Allah knows everything. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم.